4-H'ers with the Scoop. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Mattis. You know, when you watch television news, you may not realize all that takes place in making a broadcast possible. Well, some kids in a summertime Tennessee 4-H program have been learning how to put together a TV newscast and video stories. UT's Chuck Denny tells us about some future journalists and the fun of their early training.
In TV news lingo, this is called a stand-up.
Hi, I'm Kyla, and I'm reporting with Rutherford County 4-H News. I'll be talking to you about kittens and cats up for adoption.
These kids are in a 4-H video camp where all of them learn to work in front of the camera and behind it. Here's 4-H'er Kylie Williams.
I like both because, like, behind the camera, you can see how people report, so that way, once you're in front of the camera, you know not what to do and what not to do.
The video camp is part of the 4-H SET program, which stands for Science, Engineering, and Technology. Kids produce stories and a mini newscast.
Video camp is just a new way to teach an old 4-H idea, which is the communications. The idea came just because I have an interest in digital media, and I thought that it would be a great way to connect with the youth of today.
Rutherford County 4-H agent Michael Shirley heads the program.
We're teaching them self-confidence, interview skills, all those communication skills, how to look somebody in the eye and ask questions and respond.
The 4-H'ers learn how to make a TV news story from start to finish. They come up with an idea, shoot the video and interviews. Then they write the story and edit the tape. Every newscaster got their start somewhere, so who knows what the future might bring for these kids. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
Now, these 4-H'ers in Rutherford County have even interviewed the governor and commissioner of agriculture for their show, and several other Tennessee counties are also starting their own 4-H newscast. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.